It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction from Double T 97.3.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. How you going? Thank you for spending part of your Thursday afternoon with us alongside Dr. Mike Gustafson. I'm Aaron Dickens. We're joining you today until 6 o'clock. We would love to hear what you have to say on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. You can access that at DoubleT973.com or through the Double T 97.3 mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. All guests appear via the Benchmark hotline. And, yeah, a lot to get to today. This person, out early on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. They say Mark Adams needs to use heart-moving and storage and bail. Well, were he to move, heart-moving and storage would be a great group of folks to call. I've used them three times, I believe.
Is that right?
Never been disappointed.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. This crosstown stuff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so duplex to apartment, condo, downtown, and then that to... Actually, I guess I've used it four times now. Yeah, four times.
You're rocking a condo downtown?
For about a year. I lived downtown for year. It was called a loft, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was really nice. The walls were painfully thin. And then someone threw a rock or a brick through my window one time, which wasn't great. But we kept it and painted it blue and named it Stanley. And then I moved in with the wife, and then we moved again. So that's four. Yeah.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Good sponsor mentioned there. Good work by you. Good live read.
Yeah, I have like a three sided desk for my office, which is not like super easy to like manage. And when I lived downtown, it was upstairs.
Staircase. Yeah.
Oh, with God. A spiral staircase.
That's brutal.
So they did a fantastic job.
That's where you start to go, that's money well spent there, is you're not the one trying to lug that up and down stairs.
Nothing was broken.
There you go.
But speaking of things that are broken, the Texas Ekman's basketball team sustained a loss last night to West Virginia. That's a very professional segue, just in case you were wondering. Red Raiders lose again to West Virginia this time, 76-61. It was essentially kind of a blowout there at the end. Texas Tech now 10-10 overall, and they remain winless in the Big 12.
Yeah, really, really disappointing there. And that game wasn't really even close. 5-point game at half, and it just slowly opened up to where it was, and folks leaving early, and just, yeah, the especially bitter pill to swallow there was just is just what we discussed this time yesterday about this. You look at the schedule, like there's not many, at least on paper, given where you are in the standings, that's the team that's down there with you at the bottom, you know, and they came in here and, you know, ran us off the court in many respects, and it's no good to see Fardall's back over there in a boot, and it's, you know, Pop goes down early in the second half. I get all that, but I mean, it's just, you know, there's maybe no end in sight for this is what I'm getting at, and I don't like saying that one bit. You know, that maybe the next most winnable schedule is this coming Saturday. But, you know, I don't know that we can say that about anything.
And it's not a conference game.
No.
And it will be of, I mean, yeah. Yeah. We're past the point now where we're talking about resume, because the season is over. Oh, yeah. Right? You have games left to play, but you have nothing to play for. You know, you can hold out hope if you want for some kind of like magical run in Kansas City, but I don't. This team has done nothing the entire season. The entire season that would lead anybody to believe that they could make a run like that in Kansas City and earn an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. So it's over. The season is over. There is, and you could probably have said that, you know, a game or two ago. And now It's just about beauty pageant. Can you salvage it to the point where it's not just this absolute kind of scarlet letter around your program? Like, can you get to 7-11? Can you get to, I mean, unlikely. I mean, pie in the sky. Can you get to 6-12? Right? Can you make it somewhat respectable to where it doesn't just kind of scream, oh yeah, you went 2 months without winning a Big 12 game, right? This in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. AD has a whole battle station of a desk. Mad respect. That's from Lucas. This in the chat line. What do the statistics say about making the tournament with this kind of record at this point?
I don't know that there would even be a precedent at this point. I mean, I think that ship has sailed.
Kobe points out this. There's never been a Big 12 team that has started worse than 0-6 that has made it, I'm pretty sure. That was Oklahoma State in 2016 or 2017-ish. Yeah, so Red Raiders now all alone in the basement of the Big 12. They are a full two games behind Oklahoma and West Virginia, both teams that have won in Lubbock already. And so right. You get to go to their place before too long. So it's not like you can just kind of sit here and wait for revenge because they've already won at your house. You know, you're three games back of Oklahoma State and five games back of Kansas and TCU and six games back of the leading teams. Yeah, just an absolute terrible, atrocious season. Elijah Fisher has apparently removed all references to Texas Tech from his social media account, which, you know, who cares? But that's just kind of the way things are going right now.
Yeah,
and the satellite TV's down.
Yeah, that's disappointing there, but I don't know that it's a surprise. He played a bunch last night. Elijah did.
Sure.
He had big run last night.
Yeah, looking at the box score. I think you're just going to find a bunch of blue there, Gus.
Yeah, I know. I'm just... It's just dark,
yeah, he played
and sad.
15 minutes, shot 1 of 2 from the field, pulled down 2 rebounds, had 1 assist, committed 3 fouls, 1 turnover. Yeah, only 2 players in double figures. That was Kevin O'Banner and Davion Harmon. Robert Jennings had 7. Jalen Tyson had 6. You got 4 points from Bacho. You got 2 from Isaacs before he went down with an injury. KJ Allen, 3 points. Kern Walton had 3 points. But yeah, just a.
Yeah, there's no real offensive go to scorer. And I mean, that's probably where it begins. I don't know that it was it's. Just with my eyes, it looked like a decent defensive effort, but part of that defensive effort is getting rebounds, and they give up, I think, 19 offensive rebounds, which is a huge number. And that may be if you could point out one thing, that may be it right there. You know, West Virginia getting 19 offensive boards. I mean, those are either putbacks. I mean, I don't need to explain this. Those are either putbacks or they're
3 hours.
Yeah, or they're reset it, boys. You know, get it back up to the point. Reset the offense. However you want to shake that out. But at any rate, I don't know what the equivalent is. It's like giving up a first down on 3rd and 7. Right. Okay. Here we go. Start it all over again.
More Tech Talk next.
Podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, it's the Juice on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Kyler. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. The Big 12 baseball preseason poll was released today. TCU was picked to win the league. Horned Frogs received 5 first-place votes. Oklahoma State, meanwhile, received 4 first-place votes. They're right behind TCU in terms of vote totals. And so had one first-place vote flipped from TCU to Oklahoma State, you would have the Pokes on top of this poll. Bit of a gap there between second and third, but that's where the Red Raiders are slotted, number 3 on the poll. And then Texas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Kansas State, Kansas, and then Baylor at the bottom. That surprised you as a very kind of casual observer? Seems odd to see Baylor at the bottom.
No. The Kansas schools have been there at the bottom for several years. And of course, let's see, I guess we got Kansas and Baylor with new coaches. Mm-hmm. Mitch Thompson starting over down there in Baylor. Or down there in Waco. But, yeah, that's I'm with you. Just seeing them all the way down at the bottom, and they may not finish up there. Mitch Thompson did a great job and won national championships in junior college after a long career as an assistant at Baylor. So, you know, I bet he does a good job there, but I don't know what that'll mean in 2023.
You too can join the program. We would love to hear from you today. Let us know what you think on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at TT973.com. All guests appear via the Benchmark Hotline. This on the chat line. Any update on Pop Isaacs? Nothing beyond what was shared last night. I think Adam's saying that Isaacs will have an MRI, I think today, an X-ray / MRI, and then hopefully they'll know more by today sometime. But, you know, barring some kind of worst-case scenario where he's done for the season, I'm guessing you don't get any kind of, like, super illuminating kind of prognosis.
Right.
This from Kobe. The only thing to play for is to try to end on a high note so that maybe you don't lose your entire roster to the portal, at least the guys you don't want to leave. This from Lucas. Is it okay to say that I now just hate watch the games? All I can do is watch the games and see the same mistakes time and time again. Somebody says this. Mark needs to walk. Kobe checks back in and says this. It doesn't surprise me that Fisher may be gone. He was barely getting any playing time until last night. Didn't even play Saturday. I don't know why they weren't just letting him go get some experience at this point. This on the chat line from Matthew. When was the last time Tech basketball had a losing record? And also, when did we finish last in the Big 12?
I bet that was 10 years ago, wasn't it? 10, 11 years ago?
I can pull them up on the internet because I have the entirety of human knowledge at my fingertips. Texas Tech finished in 10th place in the 2011-2012 basketball season under Billy Clyde Gillespie. They finished 1-17. Last time Tech had a losing conference record was 2016-17, Chris Beard's first season as head coach. Tech went 6-12 in the conference. Last time Tech had a losing record overall was Tubby Smith's second year, 13-19 overall. Also, they finished in last place that year. So,
yeah, the tough part about that is those are, you know, to me, those feel like long winters. You know, unfortunately, it looks like our football product is improved and is going to be a bowl-type team and all of those things. In other words, where the football season carries, you know, well into Christmas, if not beyond Christmas, and that week, but
to kind of keep your attention and your interest.
Sure. Yes, because you get to, you know, but once you get to New Year's Eve, but once you get into the, you know, all right, it's January, all eyes on hoops for at least 6 weeks, and that's for hardcore baseball guy here, you know, if not 8 weeks or 10 weeks, it gets rough when we're just not very good. And those years that you're describing there, 10, 12, 14 years ago, that was, you know, that just, it's not fun. And, you know, I don't need to point fingers and do all that I'm just making a comment about it, really, from a fan's perspective. Just maybe even the better way to say it is the winning side, certainly, and even just the being competitive side of it is so much more fun. You know, I mean, it's a blast to be engaged every night, and it makes March Madness that much more interesting to me. You know, I'm sitting there right now, like, bracketology and those things are starting to trickle up and bubble up and be more relevant and all. And I really can't even look at it. You know what I mean?
It just makes it hurt worse.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's like studying the bowl game roster when we're not in a bowl, you know. Whereas when we're in a bowl, you know, then you can kind of do like, okay, then I can be more engaged about some of the other Big 12 schools and go, all right, well, they're going to win, they're going to not. You know, hey, Tech won. You know, it was one of the two bowl teams to win. You know, just all of that kind of stuff. And, but when we're not part of the bowl deal, I'm like, yep, moving on.
You know, what's next?
Yeah, that's just the fan in me. Don't mistake me for hard-hitting media here. I'm just the fanboy, certainly when it comes to the football and basketball side, buy my tickets and go to the games.
The 2012 season where Tech finished 1-17 in conference play, those Red Raiders did not get their first Big 12 victory and their only Big 12 victory until the 12th game of the conference season. And so
who was it? Who and where?
Oklahoma and Lubbock, 65-47.
Wow.
Yeah. It was February 11th, and
goodness.
Tech's leading scorer that night was Bean Willis, 21 points.
Good
Robert grief. Lewandowski chipped in 16. He only played seven guys.
Yeah.
Jay Crockett came off the bench, 4 points in 21 minutes. Luke Adams, 6 points in 35 minutes. You shot 27% from three. Yeah. I mean, that was a terrible basketball team just like this one. This in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Tech comes out to show that they are a good team, and then they shut it off. Not sure if they were all in with Adams. This on the chat line from Red Raider Two Guns. Who do you guys think will be back next year? No idea.
I couldn't even guess. Yeah, I really couldn't even guess. And, you know, who you'd want the most? I mean, certainly the young guys, but you just made reference to one of them, checking all of his stuff off of the social media. And I mean, you know, I don't know that this day and age lends itself to being very developmental either, bringing in a guy and working. I mean, when you think about like where this program was about 10 years ago when Toby Smith gets here and goes out and recruits Odiase and that group, and there was a developmental thing, and they did get you know, their tails kicked for a while, and then they ended up being the core of not the championship game run, not the Final Four team, but the year before they were part of the Elite Eight team.
Right. They set the table.
Yeah. And so that was a developmental thing that had some serious pain involved in it on the front end. It's hard for me to look at our freshman group right now and see that's the future. If these guys will just stay together, you know, that seems like a stretch. And that development that we talked about with Odiase and those guys obviously took place across two coaches. So, it's a hard thing to really think about. I guess if you gave me one guy to bring back, it would be Pop Isaacs. You know, and I think Pop right now is probably trying too hard. And I mean that with all due respect. I almost say it as a compliment to him. It's a young dude trying to, you know, make something happen. And so you'll see him. You probably see him force a three or two every game now.
Well, there's too much on his shoulders.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean this as a compliment.
It's not his fault.
No.
Right.
No,
like
no.
He is your best, most consistent player. He's a freshman. He shouldn't have to be put in that situation. He should have players around him that can take some pressure off. And unfortunately, either due to injuries or poor evaluations, that's not there for him. More Tech Talk next.
podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, it's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Kyler. And sometimes, Clint, I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6. Would love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. All guests appear via the Benchmark Hotline. This in the chat line. Since games are ultimately won on the court by the players on the team, and Tech's players haven't been getting it done, what teams would want to take a chance on them? Who wants a player that can't make shots, play defense, or hold on to the ball? Pop Isaacs is a good player. He's a for a true freshman, he is a good Big 12 player. Would he be starting for most other teams in the Big 12? Probably not. Are there going to be plenty of teams, plenty of programs interested in adding him to their roster should this thing go, even more south than it already is and there's some kind of mass exodus? Absolutely. Because as you pointed out, Gus, in some other situation, the entire kind of, you know, a pressure of the offense is not going to rest solely on his shoulders. He'll be able to be more of a complimentary piece or even just develop, as most freshmen do, versus having everything put on his shoulders and you know, expecting him to kind of lead you to a victory night in and night out in the Big 12 Conference. You know, other guys, like guys that aren't playing, that are transfer portal additions, yeah, great question. I don't know. I'm sure they'll find a landing spot somewhere if they choose to leave. And then with Fisher, the Fisher thing is so hard for me to understand because, you know, you would think that Texas Tech had some input on him reclassifying.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
They could have said, no, don't do that. If you're a five-star prospect like Elijah Fisher is, my guess is that you aren't going to go someplace to ride the pine. Like, I think your expectation is to go in and play. Maybe not start, maybe not star, but play. Be a rotation piece. And for Texas Tech to give kind of the green light, I assume, for him to reclassify and bring him on, it's no wonder that he might be frustrated with his lack of playing time, because it's what he came here to do. Like, he should be in high school right now still. I'm sure there would be programs that would like to have him on their roster.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's probably two sides to that conversation, and this is just a pure guess on my side. On his side, he's probably saying I was misled or lied to or whatever. Who knows? You know, but just whatever it was that convinced him to go ahead and head this direction. It could very well be as simple as, oh, I'm going to get anything out of scoring 38 points a game. True. Against some high school kids up in Canada. And I understand that. But, you know, and then I'm sure the coach's side of it is, you know, he didn't play. Look at that roster. Look at the results they've gotten. And he hasn't forced his way into playing time in that scenario. I mean, that's a big deal. We don't see practice.
Once the games start, right, you aren't owed anything. It's about putting your best five on the court. I'm certainly not arguing that they should just kind of play him.
No.
Because, but it just, it's kind of this, I don't understand it, right? It's hard, like, I don't get the logic in it. And that has always been something that frustrates me, about basketball, but anything.
Yeah. And he may end up being a fine player, you know, but.
Sure.
With proper development and a system, you know, that confidence and all those things that come with it. But, you know, right now he looks lost, and this is probably a tough experience for him, just in the sense that you know, it hasn't gone his way on the court, and he's a long way from home, and et cetera.
Somebody says this: why would our basketball staff think that it would be smart to construct basically the youngest team in the Big 12 when last year we ran through teams due to age and experience? Great question. I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, it feels like we're seeing Kansas State and Iowa State succeed with a model that we've used over the last couple of years in terms of being older and bigger and all those things.
This in the chat line from Lucas: when was the last time that our women's basketball team finished better than our men's team? I'm sure it's more recently than I remember. I think it was like 2015, something like that. Not, I mean, it wasn't ages ago. Somebody just says this, Grant McCasland, he's the head coach at North Texas. I don't really get the appeal there.
He's married to a Tech letter winner. I think we've talked about that in the past. His wife played soccer here.
Well, he was on staff here for a couple years too. Yeah. Yep,
exactly.
His UNT team is 10-2 right now. They won the Conference USA the year before last. Let's see, this in the chat line. I hate it because I love this program in school, but I can't watch this team anymore. IDK, how we recover. That I don't know is IDK.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, I can't imagine that there's a quick path. I mean, it's easy to go, I can get in the portal. But, I can't imagine that there's going to be a quick pathway back to credibility. I mean, without some really expert roster construction, and that's what, I mean, that's really been the, that's how we got here with a struggle in that department. So, I mean, it would basically be a stark turnaround from, in the roster construction department from what they did this year to forge a winning team that for next year. That's the thing that, just stinks as a fan, just thinking about, man, this could take a couple of years to rebuild.
And if you're,
and that's with really good roster construction and things turn in the right direction.
And if you are, people that make decisions or people that bankroll those decisions, the question is Mark Adams the person that you want to make those critical decisions? This in the chat line from Lucas. There's no point to playing freshmen for playing time in the NIL era. You can lose all 15 scholarship players overnight. Dallas asks this. Who scrubbed their socials? I believe Elijah Fisher took all Texas Tech references off of his Twitter account. I mean, I don't care to like check Snap and Instagram, but people are...
I got MySpace. I'll check it out real quick.
Cool, man. You let me know.
I wonder what his song would be.
Matthew has this question. Is that if Adams is canned mid-season, is there an assistant that could salvage keeping some players and end on a good note? I mean, you're 0-8, man. Like, if players leave, they leave. Like, you don't have the dream team out there that's just, getting coached out of wins. Right? Like, who... There's one player that I would feel like, okay, that really stings, and that's Pop Isaac. And then everyone else, if they happen to, like, go for greener pastures, fine, man. Vaya con Dios. This in the chat line. From Raider316, can you talk about the secret wedding in Maui and how people think that's the point that Adams lost the locker room? What's this about, Clint? What's going on in there?
Dr. Mike Gustafson and I were salsa dancing back and forth after your previous saying.
Vaya con Dios, my darling.
I was not in Maui. I have no idea. I've heard all kinds of speculation about that event, that tournament. I've seen some people that were there that signed some pretty big checks, have some interesting comments about how they weren't happy with what happened, but did not share further details about it. So
I heard that the wedding took place there, though. But yeah, that's
I have no idea.
Concerned about that, I guess.
This in the chat line, is basketball in danger of losing NIL donors? I don't think so. I mean, I think Mark Adams might be in danger of losing NIL donors. I think that much is very fair to speculate about. I don't think that has dimmed a lot of their passion for Texas Tech, or more specifically the Texas Tech basketball program, just the person in charge of it at the moment. This in the chat line, this is past the point of no return. It sucks for all involved, but who could have predicted this? Yeah, I feel like last night was Mark Adams' Kansas State game.
Yeah.
There's no Devin Drew. But yeah, to me, that was Mark Adams' K-State game. The K-State game that Matt Wells lost.
Yeah. Well, I know what you meant.
This in the chat line, I'm baffled as to how we go from a tournament team to bottom of the basement this quick. Help me out. Is it the loss of key players like Williams and the portal transfers out? Are we not replacing them with comparable talent? Is it coaching? Texter Gary, it's all the above. Yes. More Tech Talk next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Kyler and Clint. I'm Aaron. We're with you today until 6 o'clock. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. Matthew says this: not sure what stinks more, Tech basketball or the soggy, snow-covered piles of manure in Hereford today. All right. Well, that was descriptive. This in the chat line. There are some people who just make better assistant coaches than head coaches. Now it seems that we all wish he would have gotten on the plane. That is from Howlall. Somebody says, this Fisher has been in games but hasn't done anything with it when he is. This in the chat line, what was the secret wedding? It was this thing in Game of Thrones. Don't worry about it. Kobe has this. The portal makes these seasons much harder to stomach because you can't bank on your young guys sticking around and continuing to get better. If you could count on Pop, Tyson, Jennings, Washington, Fisher, and even Bacho sticking around, then it wouldn't quite be so bad. Yeah, I agree with you. Dallas says this. Yeah, that's where we're at. We've lost all credibility. Adams has burned it to the ground. Somebody says this. I'll ask again because I didn't hear an answer to the other poster who scrubbed their social media account. Yeah, no, we answered that. Elijah Fisher. At least on his Twitter account. I don't care enough to go check his Instagram, etc. This is in the chat line. February 17th. Can't get here fast enough. I know. Another Ant-Man fan chiming in.
There you go.
Yeah. Going to be a good time. Robert says this. We seem to have a lot of complainers. Well, listen. I mean, Robert, I appreciate you texting in, man. And generally, you're 0-8. You're 0-8. What is there not to complain about when you're 0-8? What's the bright side of 0-8? What's the silver lining of 0-8? What's the glass half full of 0-8? Right? You're dead ass last in the Big 12. You got kind of housed at home by the second to last team in the conference that hadn't won a Big 12 road game. Did you know this?
Yeah, in 700 days.
Yeah.
Almost two full years. Yeah,
exactly. The Mountaineers had not won on the road in the Big 12 since 2021, and you let them come into this house, this place, and win by 15, a very comfortable, easy win. So, generally, I like to be very glass half full. It's no fun being a negative sports fan, in my opinion, unless you're a fan of the Texans, and then that's really the only option you have. But man, 0-8, you can't spin it. 0-18 is a real possibility if Pop and Fardaws are out. Adams seems to have lost the locker room. I saw dudes laughing on the bench last night. That on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Culver knew that this team was going to go in the wrong direction, and that's why he transferred out.
Culver.
Maybe you mean someone else.
Culver was drafted 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he had that much foresight. This in the chat line, maybe a coaching change equals let go of the Sun, OC Green, and Deadwood Sutton. Just a thought. I don't think that the assistant coaches are the problem here. Right? I mean, Luke Adams did not force out Barrett Peary. Right? Steve Green did not force out Barrett Peary. Like, Luke Adams didn't kind of pull some string, puppeteer the exit of Kevin McCuller and TJ Shannon, right? Like, it's at the head coach level. This is a head coach problem. This in the chat line. Undefeated at home to this is like total shell shock. Tough to watch. West Virginia banking in threes. Texas Tech round ball is wrecked. This in the chat line. I think it's safe to say this is a long text. Buckle up.
Okay.
I think it's safe to say that Coach Adams did not forget how to coach, being that in the past 5 years, he has been part of deep runs in the Big 12 and NCAA tournament. So at least to me, something is going on that we can't put our fingers on. Just speculation. I have no idea what has happened, but it's just confusing how we went from what looked like a bright future last season to is Adams the man for the job? Maybe there is no explanation, but I'm not convinced yet that he's not the guy. I admire your
loyalty.
I guess, yes. If I am ever, like, you know, in deep bleep, I hope that you're on my side, but I don't agree with you. Mike says this, at least the freshmen, the ones that stay, will have that experience come next season. Seems as though this team may not have played a team game yet, may not be coaching, may just be bad chemistry. Perhaps, but and the problem is, who put together the roster?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's on the coaches, too. And it's not like, I mean, this is what they get paid to do. That's, I mean, he got a massive extension less than a year ago to do this very thing, to reconstruct the roster, to stay competitive in the Big 12. No one's crushing him that you're not winning the Big 12 this year, right? You haven't won a Big 12 game. You're 0-8. This is in the chat line. The glass half full is that you were in the Sweet 16 a year ago, and you're still getting looks from good talent, saying it's Adams is your opinion, not definitive. What good talent? Like, what? How's recruiting going right now at this very second for players that aren't signed yet? Not only for 2023, but for 2024. How's that going? This in the chat line. The bench players and injured guys jacking around, not caring that we were getting housed by the second-to-worst team in the league, is infuriating. This from our friend Opa in Southern Denton County. He says, enjoying the on-air staff's WGAF attitude. I don't know what that stands for, Gus.
Yeah, I do. The on-air staff? So we don't?
No, I think he's saying that he's enjoying our takes.
Oh, okay.
Pertaining to possible transfers in men's basketball, I'm at that point, too. Keep up the good work, boys.
Got it.
This in the chat line. From Texter Gary. Any idea what Thuggy Bear said to Adams after the game? That was the longest post-game coach's handshake, pat on the back, I've ever seen. It was pretty, pretty interesting. I have no idea what was said.
Didn't Coach Huggins say last year that Coach Adams' background as a junior college coach was going to be beneficial because he would be, you know, in a mode of, he would be familiar with the coaching in the portal era, that mm-hmm. the roster turns over from year to year. And so I think there's some affection from Huggins to Adams. But
This in the challenge, who knew that Adams at the age of 65 was going to care more about his new personal life than his dream job? We will not have any live programming for you tonight on our family of networks. We have a blank box.
That's rare. You really don't see that. There's always something going on with high school or Major League Baseball all summer, and just, you know, NFL games Thursday night and whatever. And that is a rarity right there. They just don't see that. I mean, when was the last time we had a blank square up there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like maybe
the day
Tuesday,
after the All-Star game or something.
Maybe Tuesday because of the snow.
Yeah, that's true. In the end.
Yeah, but in terms of schedule, no, it's very rare. We will have stuff for you tomorrow. We'll have Friendship Basketball as they take on San Angelo Central in San Angelo, I assume. I'm assuming the board is correct.
Yeah, it says that.
Yeah. And then on 100.7, the score, that is blue, right? They've changed markers, Gus. Yeah, that looks very...
I was going to 107.7, but that doesn't make sense.
It should be on 100.7, the score.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Cooper versus Coronado, also beginning at 6.
That looks like the darker blue, but I'm with you. I believe that's 100.7.
I feel like we should not be put in charge of updating the board, but we should be put in charge of the markers. Because I feel like the marker system here is just atrocious.
Those are too a little bit too close to together. Shades of blue are a little too close to read, but like have no trouble with the red to green to blue, but the that may even be black, the 107.7. In fact, that may very well be the case, but it's hard to say.
I mean, basically, they've got four markers, and they're all green. You know, it's green, there's pear, there's shamrock, and emerald. And we're supposed to tell the difference from 15 feet away.
I got 99 problems, and that is one right there.
More tech talk next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the EH Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. All guests appear via the Benchmark hotline. Lots of thoughts already in the first hour about the woeful Red Raider men's basketball team, now 0-8 in Big 12 play after losing at home last night by nearly 15 points to West Virginia, a Mountaineer team that had not won a Big 12 road game in nearly two calendar years. So not quite road warriors were the Fighting Bob Huggins, and yet, they left Lubbock with a W last night. So again, your thoughts and comments welcomed and encouraged on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. Mike says, this is one thing going from being the big dog in high school to starting over on a Power 5 team in a Power 5 conference, let alone the best conference like the Big 12. Baptism by fire, truly, for these youngsters. This in the chat line, here's a question no one can answer, if not Adams, who? It's not like there's a big pool of elite coaching talent out there from which to choose. Yeah, there is. I mean, there is someone out there. There are probably multiple people out there that can do better than 0-8.
Yeah, and don't get caught up in the whole who would want to come here kind of mentality. First of all, we don't have an opening, but one of the first things you'll do is take them to the arena and the Womble. And the recruiting trip will be over at that point.
Are you enjoying that rock candy?
Yeah, I need some more. Let me go ahead and do that. I'm fighting over here.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's why Coach Dyke is talking. Put a bunch of rock in his mouth. No, I think you take him to the two facilities, and then you take him to, you know, it's a Power 5 school that was in the national championship game 4 years ago, and they know what the crowd reputation can be like, and there's plenty of coaches that would be interested in this job.
You're paying Mark Adams about $3 million a year. You were paying Chris Beard north of $4 million a year.
And he was offered how much?
A lot more than that, I'm sure.
Yep.
A lot of security. You were going to make Tubby Smith the second or third highest paid head coach in the Big 12 after going 9-9 in his third season. But he left to go to Memphis. You have investment, clear, obvious, inarguable investment from fans.
Mm-hmm.
Look at season ticket sales. Look at crowd. Not just for conference games, right, but non-conference games. You have clear, significant, inarguable investment from donors. Look at your NIL ventures, right? You have a bought-in donor base for Texas Tech basketball. You have a bought-in and invested administration. You have proven that you have the means and the interest and the dedication, the commitment to invest in your basketball program. You mentioned the Womble, right? What about the army of staffers that Mark Adams has at his disposal, that Chris Beard had at his disposal? You have great facilities. You are elite in terms of facilities compared to your Big 12 conference peers. There are a couple that can hang, but none have better. You have a track record, recent track record of high-level success in this conference and in the NCAA tournament. You have a team that plays in the best conference in the country, right? There are all kinds of positive check marks for this Texas Tech job. I really like this rock candy stick. It's like a pointer. It's very cool. I'm going to keep this.
You look like the Raymar version of a fairy godmother right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, make a wish. So yeah, I agree with you, Gus. I will not entertain any kind of slander about the quality of this basketball program as a job. You're not Duke, right? You're not Kentucky. You're not UCLA. You're not one of the blue bloods, right? You're not one of even the second tier blue bloods like Kansas.
Nice try.
Yeah. Oh, you looked.
Fairy Dickens mother.
You looked. But you're also not Oregon State or Ole Miss.
Right. And I think, that would be as all job searches are interesting, the list of candidates and whose name is on the top of the list would be fascinating because, you know, I would be curious to see if there's not an effort to go poach someone's head coach, not their assistants. We don't need to go to a group of five. We'll call up the head coach wonder if Jerome Tang wants to come back to Texas. I doubt he does, but you know what I mean?
Right.
It'll be the first coach hired in the true NIL era, I guess, right? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. And so, that job, that consideration, first basketball coach at Texas Tech, hired in the NIL portal, all of this.
Yeah.
You know.
Because Adams was hired a couple of months before that went live,
right.
NIL.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, the portal was around, but not as it's attached to NIL. No telling where that conversation would go, but I would imagine the list of candidates interested in getting to the state of Texas. I know it's not football. The state of Texas doesn't have that hold on things like in basketball like it does in football, but still, there's so much to like about this job.
This in the chat line from Brett G. So what is y'all's answer? Fire the staff and start over. What does Kirby Hocutt do? Yeah, no, I've lost confidence in Mark Adams' ability to get this right, period, point blank. I guess my hope is that there's some kind of negotiated settlement, resignation, retirement, to where you can kind of celebrate what happened last year and, you know, move on and find someone else. But that's where I'm at. I don't know what Kirby Hocutt will do. Great question. I guess we'll all find out. This is in the chat line from PJ. We are a football, track, baseball, golf, wool, and meat judging school now. Although, hasn't the meat judging team fallen off? I thought that I saw something about them losing or something.
They didn't win.
Their streak was broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Bunch of bums. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Fire them.
I'm kidding. This is in the chat line. It feels completely broken. This on the chat line. None of that matters, AD, but sure, bud. Yeah, you have to be more specific about what you're incorrectly taking issue with from what I've said. And then I'll be happy to address your comments, even if you use a passive-aggressive thing like bud.
Did you have to...
I dropped my stick, yeah.
Your magic wand.
This in the chat line, you will get a lot of mid to low major coaches wanting to come here. Is that what you want? Sure. I mean, I don't – like, the mid-major hire that Iowa State made seems okay, right? Mm-hmm. The mid-major hire that Tech made a few years ago from Little Rock / UNLV turned out okay. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what kind of argument against you're 0-8, man? Hello? I feel like the end of that segment doesn't really, like, jive with the music choice. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it fits so perfect.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of TT973 podcasts at TT973.com.